Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Every Thursday's a new Thursday. You know?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
I don't know if I was yelling at y'all or whispering when I did that last part because I couldn't hear myself.
I hit one button too many.
There's too many buttons. Ambush was just like, pew, 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 pew.
Let me tell you something, guys. I am not a morning person. I am not. And I used to hear people say that all the time. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Stop your whining. Get up and go do what you got to do.
Go to work.
Like, who is a morning? But there are actual morning people.
There are
people that like, woo, they can't wait to wake up. It's the best part of the day. No, I'm not a morning person. However, I'm already sweating from the laughter of this morning. Because, I don't know, man. MJ be in here.
No.
Cracking these jokes. And I'm like, you have to chill out, okay? I got to get ready to get on the air. I got to push some buttons and move some levers. Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I am in no way blaming you.
It's a way to jumpstart. You know. Oh, I wouldn't have taken.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't have noticed that as blame, as it had absolutely nothing to do with me. So.
Good.
No worries there, bud.
You're in the clear.
You're in the clear. Good morning, fiancés.
Morning, y'all.
How are we today?
Oh, man.
Your weather and traffic report is that it is going to be 1,000 degrees.
I don't believe it's only 64. It's amazing. With a high of 91 and a low of 61 today. Here in Portland, Oregon. Or as my father would say, Oregon.
Oregon. I just, you know, I'm ready for this to be done.
But we just got started.
Oh.
Come on. We just got in the
there
dry.
Are, but it brings a different ecosystem, okay? And there are new bugs, new sounds of the summer that are happening outside that sound like the Deep South.
Yeah. You know what's wild? As harmless as I know mosquito eaters are, they're menacing. One got in the house last night.
No.
Yeah. One got in the house last night.
See?
Yeah.
It's too hot.
And I was just like, look at this pterodactyl in my home.
Well, that's a direct descendant.
I don't like it.
I think that's why they call them mosquito eaters, because it's too hard to have to spell pterodactyl.
Yeah.
All and the also, time.
They don't want to call them people eaters and get us all, you know, get us all in
people eaters.
Yeah. And, you know, if they really tell us what's going on, and we'll lose our minds. They're plentiful. They're just out there waiting to get into your home. Quick tip, guys, to keep mosquito eaters out of the house, stay inside. Also,
Don't open the doors. Keep your lights off.
There's also going to say, also, when opening your doors, turn the light off first. Turn off that dome light.
I feel like this might have been my fault. Yeah, this is sounding like I let it in.
I think it was just on the door. It, yeah.
Yeah, but I opened the door is what I'm getting at. I'm going to take this responsibility.
Okay.
This one I'll eat.
All right. Okay.
And I apologize for allowing a direct descendant of a dinosaur directly into our living room.
Bruh. Serious biz.
But yeah, there's a new hum outside, you know, like. Those are other insects. Those are other ones that make other noises.
Right.
And pass.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Pass.
Yeah. Altogether.
Yeah. So quite a bit has happened in this week. Ooh. Ambush, your levels are a bit lower than mine. Get it together.
All right. I'll pull them up.
Come on.
Jeez.
Thank you, fiance.
Man. I love it.
Getting us together.
I love it.
So a lot has happened. Yeah, a lot, even from directly from what we talked about last week. I do want to take this moment.
Yeah.
Somebody has to award us.
What?
Hold on.
Okay.
For correctly identifying the extra from American History X.
Yeah.
His last name is not Vineyard, but he is a Danny.
Yeah, for sure.
And he has been identified and now has been arrested and charged. Or arrested. I don't know what he's been charged with yet.
Yeah.
He probably has been, though. So, you know, I'm a little behind. But, you know, there was a thing about that that just, I just can't get over. And that is that the Portland Police Bureau knew who he was before the internet had to get to sleuthing.
Yeah.
And they were like, boy, oh boy, how would we find Cousin Danny?
That's the worst part, right?
It's going to be so hard to find him.
Based on descriptions and the video, they knew exactly who this person was. And they did not release his name to the public. And then the internet had to, like you said, sleuth. Tizzy got on it. A bunch of people got on it. Found out who he was. And then the police asked for assistance from the public to locate him. Then, once he was located and they had him in custody, they blocked out his face
on the video.
Well, I don't know if it was a video. Oh. The website where they were asking for assistance for the public.
Oh, okay.
That same image that they had there with him crossing the street, they now put like a yellow dot over his face now that he's in custody. And it's like,
what does that do? Does somebody know why the police do that? I'm confused, but I'm open to an answer.
To be clear, law enforcement, when we're talking about transparency, it's simple things like this. Because what you don't want is people drawing conclusions, right? And if this is some protocol, just an exercise that maybe we haven't noticed in the past, but you've always done that, like, Chuck, like, come on. Also, the fact that you guys knew who he was, oh boy.
Not only knew who he was, but because his actions are active, there's a lot of DV situations on his jacket, as they say. So the violence was there, and you knew the violence was there, and you were like, it's going to be impossible to find this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy's in Idaho.
Which, he easily could have gotten to and back by the time the police were like, oh, what? Well, that was Danny the whole time, huh?
Oh, Danny. Oh. You just can't stay out of trouble, can you, Dan? Follow-up text. Also, yay. Good morning. Sorry about that weather report. Our cats are loving this. Loving the hot life, though. They look like they're at a resort.
You know?
The nature of cats.
I do love when other little beans are happy, but this is a little oppressive, that heat. Yeah. You know, yesterday I was zapped.
Yeah.
All the energy that I had stored by not leaving the house, as soon as I left the house, gone. Zapped. Done.
I went to look at the temperature again today. I was like, oh. It's only going to hit 90 today. At least it won't be 98, just 90.
We should, everything should be downhill from the, you know, it should all be a breeze once it's not 98. But honestly, anything over 88 to me is all the same. Yeah. I'm sorry. 88, 94, how do you tell the difference?
Dear weather, how do you?
Yeah, and once we're in the 90s, come on, man. There's no like, whew. Well, this is a smooth 95 because yesterday was 98, and
this is a really comfortable 95.
Yeah, it should. make a difference, but for me, once we're at a certain point, it's all the same anyway.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's our local news. No. we did have a little something else to talk about. Kind of, yeah. I don't know. What did we predict? What were you going to say?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Go.
I don't know if we predicted it or if we just threw it out there. Or...
I think just a, you know, this is what I kind of think might be, you know, right. Or keep an eye on that. Yeah. Like, not a,
yeah,
not a true
a put money on it.
Yeah. But a, I was right.
Yeah.
Moment,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Called it Mingus Maps through his. He's a mediocre hat in the mayor ring. He announced he's running.
Would you like his quote?
I'd love his quote.
Shout out to Alex for the reporting over at OPB.
Man, Alex is still part of the show. I don't know if you guys know this.
Pretty much. She doesn't know it. We keep like... She's the top of my Twitter feed. And yeah. It is one of my favorite things to go... to one of her tweets that is legitimately just like a, here's a fact.
Here's the news.
Here's the news. And then the comments are like, you're such a biased reporter. And yeah. I'm like, wow, what are you reading? What is something, the thing she said? That,
I tell you what, they're reading something they don't like.
That's something they don't like. Well, Mingus said, quote, folks realize the city is heading in the wrong direction and needs to try new strategies and leadership to move forward. I think I have the vision, the experience, and the common sense to help lead the city into our best century ever.
Let me tell you something. First off, he said it like it was the turn of the century. This is in 1999. Don't be ridiculous. Secondly, like reading this, hearing you read this, it makes me want to just take off the headphones, shut off my mic, dim the lights a little bit, curl up, and just go to sleep.
Take a nap.
I want to tap out. This is what we got to deal with.
So it begins.
There it is.
So it begins. We're trying to explain to one of the teens yesterday, or the other day, I don't know, that, yeah, the whole election cycle is about to ramp right back up. And the sheer disappointment on the 17-year-old's face, like, oh, man. Not again. Not this again.
Not this crazy news cycle.
Yeah, it is happening. It is time. And now we're going to locally get to have the fun of... one Mingus Maps, telling us what kind of mayor he'll make and how different he'll be from his twin from another bin.
Talking about
Ted Wheeler.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tevis.
That's your
comparison. Like, Mingus is like, I'm like Tevis without the timber money.
Okay.
You know?
All right. He does. I don't know what it is. There's something Eric Adamish about. Oh, it's the police.
Oh, it must be that he loves the police. He loves the
police. That's like what
super
that's
stoked what with them.
Yeah. Super stoked with them.
Yeah, just an apologist to the nth degree. I also, it's wild, but I think that a person who's going to like govern a city should probably know how that city works.
This is true.
And having seen him call for the money back from a black nonprofit that had yet to receive the funds, I feel like maybe you need to spend more time getting a tour of how things happen over there.
Yeah.
Because before someone hands you the keys.
Because guess what, Mingus? One of two things happened here. You didn't know,
or you did.
Well, yeah.
Okay. In any event.
And either way.
That's horrible.
Yeah. How did you not know?
Yeah.
And how'd you keep going? Was there ever like some sort of apology for
that? No, not that I saw. No.
Because I feel like you got to be called on that. I'd love for that to be something every journalist who gets to speak with him asks.
Don't let me get to host a forum again. I will shoot an email to his communications officer, whoever I had the contact for. Hey, the press would like to know.
Yeah.
How was this resolved? Was there because here's the thing now. Well, you're running for mayor.
You're giving our strategy out now. I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
My whole thing is you're running for mayor now. You can't dodge questions.
Oh, but can he? I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But
who else do you think is going to run from city council?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I mean, now that
I think that Mingus knows he couldn't win. I think he knows he would not be able to win on the expanded city council. Mm-hmm. And so let me get out of this fray.
I agree with you.
And yeah. Let me be in charge.
Yeah. This expanded city council really kind of, depowered them.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm curious who else from our current
city. Did want it in the beginning, though. If everybody remembers, he absolutely was like, yes. And then he was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Terrible. Can't believe I voted for that guy.
Mm-hmm. Dooby dooby doo.
Yeah. I'll constantly bring it up.
Dooby dooby doo.
We make mistakes, guys.
It's true.
You know? And we got to own them.
And elections have consequences.
We got to own them.
Speaking of electoral consequences, we are going to spend the day,
our morning.
With you. Last week, we got the breaking news that the SCOTUS Supreme Court had ruled against affirmative action.
Right.
In 2023. And mostly because we are a post-racial nation.
Colorblind constitution.
A colorblind constitution. Therefore, mm-hmm. there would be no need for such a program. And we're not going to spend the entire day talking or time talking about just affirmative action, but hearing how people are responding, right? And hearing how people talk about it. Number one, too many people don't know what affirmative action is.
Facts.
Or I guess was. Way, way, way too many people don't understand it. And I am starting to understand how we can be at big ages and have the wrong idea about things. And again, like Ambush said, we make mistakes.
Yep.
We need to spend more time understanding the things that are happening around us. And that is not going to come from people who are not experiencing those things. So we're going to talk about affirmative action. We're going to explain what it is.
Right.
We are going to talk about the framing that anything black is lesser than. And how that is showing up in so many of the conversations that are happening. Not just online, not just on TV, but when you are at the water cooler and someone mm-hmm. says X, you know, how do you respond to that? Also, if you aren't a person who these things happen to and you don't and you want to be an ally, you can't be performative about it. You got to know the things, right? And then we're going to talk about how this ties right back to the white lash that happened during Reconstruction. And that absolutely, you know, ended it. put a real stop to it. And how that, what does that mean to today? Because all of the talking points are the same. Every single one. Every single one. Mm-mm. So the day will be long.
Yeah.
There will be things.
Yeah.
And we are excited. I hope you are too.
Yeah.
This is a different kind of news today. But it is news you can use.
It's the first part in our 18-part lecture series.
Affirmative action. Why it's important.
Sponsored part by.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, that's today. I am looking for much interaction. And in this moment, I would like to know how many people, no, not how many, but do you have good or bad feelings about affirmative action ending?
Do you have good or bad feelings about affirmative action ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the question.
Okay.
Text the answers.
Yeah.
Put your name in there too.
Secondary question. Are your actions affirmative?
971-220-5979. That's 971-220-5979. Tell us.
We'll be back after
text the music, us now. Right? And we're back. And we're back. I can't hear myself, so I don't know if I'm back or not.
You are back. Can you hear yourself now?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I can. Yes. Thank you, Ambush.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. It's a sleepy day. You know?
Whew, Lord. It's a sleepy day, and it's sweltering.
It is pretty warm in here.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah. I think maybe that's the problem for me. Don't start me out sticky. You know? Just
a little. Ease me into it. If this was 2 p.m. Dewy. Yeah.
A little dewy. A little dewy out here. Start dewy.
If it was like 2 p.m., sure. You know?
Yeah. When I wake up at 6 or something, and it's like, it's not like it's hot.
No.
But it's hot in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Nelly.
Okay.
What?
No.
Okay. Right. Well, I did my job.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Bringing Nelly into our morning show?
I know so many.
That was your job?
Okay. First of all, yes. That is my job.
I don't know why I had the urge to call you Percival just now, but I won't.
What?
You're listening to the X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halo, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Let's move along.
Oh, let's move along. That was nice. Okay. Okay. Well.
We did get some text during the
break. We did. Thank you, fiancés. Showing up, showing out.
So you want to repeat the question? So for anyone's just joining us?
Yeah. So I asked, do you have good or bad feelings about the ruling, the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action? What was your follow-up question?
And are your actions
How much do you hate Clarence Thomas? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's so, not... Something to, oh, are your actions affirmative? Yes. And this text here says affirmative. No.
Bad feelings. This is a horrible decision, and it's painful to see how widely misunderstood it is. Thank you for covering this story. I've been waiting for your perspective.
Ooh.
Thank you.
That feels like pressure, so I'm just going to leave.
Okay. All right.
No? The next one. The ruling is bad. Also, a lot of people don't realize it is limited to race-based decisions in college admissions. So white women stay unaffected. Also, it doesn't change laws outside of admissions. Followed up with, however, I think it's good if white people have to consider their impressions of how affirmative action impacted fairness. And one more, same person.
Yep.
Too many, including my younger self, assume that it resulted in fairness. Yes. So this is why I asked. Because what I noticed once we decided we were going to talk about this, then, you know, I kind of bury my head in the topic.
Right.
And a lot of the things I was seeing was just a legitimate 100% misunderstanding of how this works and why. Confusion on what, you know, something like systemic racism means or race-based discrimination.
Right.
There's a misunderstanding in this country. It is absolutely 100% purposeful to confuse and obfuscate the right word to get it all. I have such a hard time with that word. To make it all a little fuzzy, you know. Racism is just this definition right here, and so we will apply that across the board, and that just isn't real. And we also have to take a step back and where are you getting the definition of racism? Is it from the person that does the racism? Because it's going to be an ever shifting thing, right? It's an ever shifting, but that's not racism.
Right.
And also, why do they get to be in charge of telling us what something is or isn't when they do not experience it?
Right. Don't even acknowledge it in any shape, form, or fashion.
I don't hear you in my headphones. Did something happen?
I don't know, man.
Okay, well.
Do you hear yourself, though?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll figure it out.
Okay. It always makes me nervous. I don't know.
Is that a little better?
Yes. Yeah.
She said yes?
Yeah, actually.
Right. Okay, cool.
This sounds like it normally does, and it has not sounded like this all day. Am I too loud now?
No, you're not.
Lord. Sorry, fiancés. Well,
we have great fiancés. They'll let us know.
They will. They will tell us.
You know. And we should sound a little tinny if we could get a little more of the baritone. Yeah. My darling.
Okay. Laszlo entered the chat. So we're just going to give you the definition real fast. Yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not like Webster's definition kind of thing. Because affirmative action refers to policies or programs designed to provide equal opportunities for historically disadvantaged groups, particularly in areas such as employment and education. Mm-hmm. Its primary goal is to address past and present discrimination by promoting diversity and inclusivity. Affirmative action can involve various measures, including recruitment efforts, scholarship programs, and targeted admissions in educational institutions. The aim is to ensure that underrepresented groups have fair access to opportunities and to create a more equitable society. The specific implementation and impact of affirmative action can vary across different contexts and jurisdictions.
When you were reading this and you hit the line about diversity and inclusivity, an idea had popped in my head earlier this week, how I would love to be able to sit across from someone who is, you know, anti-CRT and, you know, DEI and all that stuff, and ask them, like, these three words, diversity, equity, and inclusion. How do you define these words?
Woke mind virus.
Okay, slow down with your jokes.
Sorry. Sorry.
Diversity, woke, equity,
woke,
mind.
Woker.
Virus.
Wokest.
Like, how do you define these words? And what is it about these words, individually or in combination, that causes this vitriol for you? That feels like you're being attacked. Because I'm really curious, because diversity, like, what's the issue with diversity? What could be the issue with equity?
What? What do you...
We know, right? I guess what I want is like the full-throated response and just
what
in
you,
your face.
What you
I
want.
Have a problem with everyone being equal. Cool. Let's delve into that.
Yeah, you want Richard Spencer. You want Richard Spencer to tell you that this should be an ethnostate, and that that's why I don't want diversity,
civity.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like you want them to explain themselves in an honest way, and they're not going to do that unless they are in that part of, you know, white supremacy that is Richard Spencer. Is I will stand here in your face and tell you, yeah, you should still be a slave. Like that's that is the idea behind a lot of folks, hatred for DEI. Is that why do I have to? Why? back to the idea of anything black being lesser than, why do I need to listen to you about your life? Like,
why do I need to listen to you about you?
You know, stand Gosh. Up. I don't need to listen to you.
Yeah, again with it.
There's a lot of, you know, wrestling with the truth that you have to do when people give you different perspectives. And it's hard to do that when it goes directly against what you believe, whether you were, you know, radicalized, like, you know, when you were radicalized to become, you know, a white supremacist.
Right.
Or if it's just you reacting to something with the air that we breathe being white supremacy, capitalism, and patriarchy. You are going to hit some of the, say some of the wrong things, you know? It's how you respond. It's how you deal with this, how you move forward. Diversity literally means there's another shot in this setting, whatever the setting is. There's another shot for the myth that we live in a meritocracy, that that all of the rest of the people here besides me should be. Like, if I'm the one who's let in on affirmative action, you know, and everybody else around me is looking like, because they're so much smarter. And all that's the immediate assumption of someone who doesn't understand what any of this is and why it's for.
Right.
But it's also the concerted effort of white supremacy to tell you we are a diverse country. We do tolerate each other. We do coexist. So what they're telling you right now is that we don't need that.
Our version of coexisting is I'm in my place, you stay in yours. And
also, to make sure you stay in yours, I'm going to create policy, pass laws so that you can't leave your place. I get to move freely about the country. You, not at all.
I mean, to just look at the desire to want to limit communities of color's access to prestigious universities. Because here's the thing, you can get higher learning anywhere, right? But when you go to certain universities and you get that stamp, you get that, I don't say certificate on your wall, there is an understanding that you're this much smarter and you're that much more qualified.
Right.
And the ability to want to, or the desire rather, to want to limit community of color's access to that stamp of approval. Like, you got to just own that. You got to be upfront with it, because what are we talking about here? It's not actually access to communication. It's access to this leg up because you went to this particular university. And what that means for the rest of your life, and what that may mean for your family moving forward, and the access that the things that may be, that you may be able to take advantage of after you graduate, like how this changes the trajectory of your life.
I think you just nailed it. At least, you know, maybe I missed a piece there, but why are people upset about college admissions and black and brown folks, you know, getting in with affirmative action and EDI or DEI?
Right.
They do know exactly what being in certain rooms means. More than anything, elite, or I'll say wealthy, or upper class, the education that those kids are getting before they are, you know, in high school, is the rooms that you're in matter more than the person you are.
Yeah. Yep.
And the rooms that you are in will dictate your future. So this, I mean, and this was something that I had to, you know, be, I don't know, like forced into my head because I could not wrap my head around why these rich white people were backdooring their kids into college. I could not understand it.
Right.
I just, here I am living in the delusion of there is some sort of merit-based system. Because what would you pay all that money for a degree that doesn't cost that much? You know, right. Like, I just could not wrap it around. Well, it's the rooms. It's the people. Mm-hmm. It's the dads. It's the judges. Mm-hmm.
It's the lawyers.
It's all of the people that you're going to meet. It's the kind of luncheons you go to.
Yep. Yep.
That's what it's for. It's the network. And if you are not going to be a part of that network, they know your life is going to be harder.
Yep.
So when they know that and they do that for their kids, but they tell black and brown kids that absolutely not, and then they use Asian people as tokens to prop up a lie.
Right.
Talk to me about what affirmative action was in the first place and why we needed it. What did we need that for? If its point is to address, this is a response. Like, this is, I think that's one thing that keeps getting lost here. Affirmative action is a response to something. It isn't, right. No one just like threw out there, was like, you know what? The non-white people are doing great. We should give them extra. Like, do you really think that's what happened? So what would we need it for in the first place? Race-based discrimination. Literally keeping people out simply on the color of their skin, but also on the fever dream that any of those people are not as bright. Any of those people are not able. That they can't figure it out. Like, I really want to get to the point of when you are paying for test scores and essays.
Bruh.
When you have been backdoored into the school that you're in, that everybody's paying someone else to do your work, where's the merit? Where is it? What are you showing us? Because that sounds a whole lot to me like someone sitting on a plantation. Getting work done by other people and then telling you how tired they are.
Yeah. How much they labor.
How much they labor. How much they do. How smart they are.
This isn't easy, you know.
I mean, there is a person on the clock app right now saying, but there were really nice slave owners.
There's no nice way to own people. You sound ludicrous. You sound ridiculous. Ridiculous. And but more and more people are actually saying it. It's like
exactly
becoming a popular talking point.
Much like the, you know, women don't want to be wives anymore or whatever.
Are you talking about Kiki White?
I definitely Kiki was Palmer. Not. Kiki Palmer. Stop doing that.
I know.
You said it. I was like, Kiki White didn't do anything.
Yeah,
no, I'm not. Okay. I was thinking more of that Lady Pearl that looks like a founding father on her own.
No, not Pearl.
Yeah, who, you know, thinks women shouldn't vote and that you peak at 25 and so after that. Rotten.
You've been telling me about Pearl for months.
Yeah.
Pearl is starting to seep into my Twitter.
Yeah, she's doing a good
black
job.
Men.
That's her, has always been her deal. She has always had a black man co-host.
Oh my God.
Yep.
John has entered the chat.
Good morning, John.
How the court said there shall be no discrimination. No way should we consider race in admissions. Oh. But also, we're absolutely going to discriminate against same-sex couples that want a wedding website.
You know? Because freedom. Markets. America.
Yeah. What I really find super interesting about that particular case is the woman has yet to start her business. Like, has not done
website. I actually cannot talk about
this. You can't go down there.
I absolutely will Incredible Hulk this entire studio right now.
How did we get that?
The anger I feel. Because really, who paid for that?
Right. Who's the lobbyist?
Who paid for that? Who paid for the affirmative action case? I mean, not the couple of students, you know?
Right.
Not this woman who has yet to start a business, who probably can't figure out her Squarespace.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
We got to go to a break.
No.
How dare you? How dare you?
She is having trouble. I know a stall when I see one. Who paid for that one? Because you guys, you got to understand, this is no easy feat. Like, if there's a lawyer, we're going to have to get a lawyer or even a former litigator to chat with, because isn't it a feather in a cap to be able to say that you argued in front of the Supreme Court? Isn't that like a really big deal?
Right.
Nobody's just doing that because it takes forever to prepare for things like this, right?
So much money.
So it's not just somebody's paying for this. These are not pro bono moves.
No. Uh-uh. Not at all. We got a couple more texts. One of them was just like, you good. And I loves it. People really have not internalized that current institutions, placement tests, etc., were explicitly built on eugenics and designed to exclude people of color, especially Black and Indigenous people and disabled people.
Yes.
The current system is affirmative action for abled white people, but on steroids.
Mm. Okay. See? The fiancés be knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot agree with that entire text more. Like, if your framing doesn't start with understanding the root of all things in America, of every system, so
right,
is anti-Blackness specifically, anti-Indigenous specifically, certainly anti-disabled, go from there.
And you know, I can imagine there are people that are like, why are you guys always finding anti-Blackness in everything? Foundation of the United States.
Oh, I mean, hi.
Foundation of the country.
Let's have a seat. Let's talk about all the anti-Blackness that I'm sure, you know, is just popping all over. Just literally chocolate chips all throughout your pancakes.
So John popped back up to the who? Who's responsible? Josh Hawley's wife was the lawyer who brought the case.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Bye.
White Christian nationalist, that's who.
John.
Talk to him.
That was Josh Hawley's wife?
Bruh.
A young Jenny Thomas in the making. Okay, another daughter of the Confederacy here doing her best work.
Her level best.
Hey, man, white ladies. We gotta have a quick one.
Gotta reel it in.
Are your sisters okay? Are y'all going to talk? You have to gather these women. You have to. My next question for my white lady fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to talk with your fellow sisters? What are you doing? How are you gathering your folks? When it's uncomfortable at the table, what's happening there?
At the brunch.
Ooh. The one you don't want to go to, but you do go to because there's at least one friend who's worth it.
And you do have these boots. You got to wear them somewhere.
I mean, and bottomless mimosas. You know.
Yes.
Not for me.
Right.
But. What are you doing? I need the answers. This is the thing that Ambush will take us to a music break. You can think about it for a second. I need to know what is happening out there. Mm. Because white women are doing the work for white men for the supremacy they will never get.
Ever, 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 ever.
Because you're not going to get it doing the pick me. It's not going to happen. It's literally a rule book. No, ma'am.
That's saith the rule book.
No.
No.
Literally, not you.
Oh.
Not their mom, not their own sister. Not they don't like. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I need to know what you guys are doing. How are we talking to each other? What's the gather? Give me the news. Spill the tea.
We got a couple of texts. George W. Bush was a C student in high school.
Talk to him.
He even bragged about it. He got into an elite Ivy League schools solely via legacy admissions. Mediocrity?
Meritocracy.
Meritocracy?
Exactly that. He was a champion at DUIs, though, right?
Whoa, DUI champ. Yeah. We can't take that away.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Got to be good at something.
You got to. John says, yeah, so it's fitting that these two cases were decided at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then one last text before we go to break. The thing is, it is not subtle.
Hello.
Doing a basic search on eugenics, you find out very quickly that everyone was saying the quiet part very out loud.
So loud.
About who they wanted to exclude, sterilize, let die. Not ancient history either.
So that much closer than people understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also shout out the fiance, because honestly, the ease of getting this information now is it is too easy for as much as people are unwilling to just do it.
Right. Right.
Because if they've never heard of eugenics and you say, hey, this sounds like eugenics, instead of them going, hey, I've never heard of what that is. Let me take a minute.
They're just like, no.
It's like, absolutely not. I'm an independent thinker. I did my me search and I know what I'm talking about.
Right. You're making up words now.
Oh, everyone's a Nazi.
Oh, I just guess everyone's a Nazi.
And doing eugenics. Well.
Do you see the tattoo, though? Maybe not. Okay, maybe you missed the tattoo. Because I saw the tattoo. All right, we're going to hop into a music break. This has been a very productive morning. Welcome back to the News with My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush.
Ambush, can I say something before we move on?
Yeah.
It's just I have to... there is a connection, a certain connection.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a telepathic situation.
Might could be.
As we went to break, I was looking for something. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, in my mental mind, I was like, I'm going to have to ask where Rudo is because is he okay? Is Rudes out there?
Rudes.
As I'm thinking it, the text comes in, and this is why I know it's a connection. All caps. I'm here. I forgot it was Thursday. Stupid red, white, and Tuesday. Rudo, we definitely laughed heartily at red, white, and Tuesday. But yeah, that was a moment for me just now of literally thinking, huh, I wonder where Rudo is. I'm going to have to say something when we come back from. But what do you mean I'm here?
Right. No, I'm here. Toad's here, bro.
Toad's here.
John said, gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go play golf?
Nailed it. I mean, and honestly, isn't this the thing that, like, I mean, it certainly tracks. There are women... for certain that can't wait for him to go play golf.
Oh yeah.
And then there are women that take that moment while he's playing golf to iron their clan hood, you know? All I'm getting at is that they know.
Yeah.
And white women have been able to get cover for so long for their role in not just systemic racism, but violence against Black bodies.
Yeah.
They get cover because they are women. And there's a few fold, you know, there's the protection that, you know, white supremacy, patriarchy does anyway. We're just going to don't you touch my porcelain princess.
Yeah.
You know,
don't you dare.
And with that kind of level of protection comes a different kind of attitude for certain folks. And that is one of, I am untouchable and you are absolutely disposable.
Here, let me show you.
So for college admissions to have excluded so many people, but certainly we can all agree Black people were absolutely excluded from the experience of the campus life. So what happens? Historically, Black colleges have to be created, so that we call them that now.
Right.
But colleges that would allow Black people in, right? Made for. We're not going to let you go to Harvard. That's not a thing. Stop trying to.
Right. Cut it out already.
And not just stop trying to, but like, there's some stuff over here we could teach you too. You know? You don't have to be in fear every time you go to class. There's something to be said about feeling safe as you learn. I think there's like some psychology behind it.
The benefits of not being threatened while learning.
And if a white student doesn't get into an HBCU, which are diverse campuses, both faculty and student body wise, when their idea is immediately, oh, this is because I'm white.
No, Abigail, you don't have the grades.
What would, when do you think in a system, I'm going to come back to the HBCUs.
Yeah.
When do you think in a system that purposely excludes people, like it, that is built into the system? So when a Ben Shapiro says, show me the laws where you can discriminate against someone, you don't need to cite a law. You need to cite the system and all of the different ways. But you can cite laws. I mean, it's completely fine to redline.
Right.
It's completely fine to gerrymander. It's completely fine to let me introduce you to Jim Crow. Let's talk about the Reconstruction era. Sorry. So a system built on exclusion. Tell me when the merit comes in. Tell me when the grades matter. Tell me what part of it has anything to do with it when your system is built on exclusion. Historically, Black colleges are not built on exclusion. Right?
Right.
Because it's a response to something.
It's a response to it. Yep.
That part keeps getting left out of all of these things. Every part that is a race conversation. Conveniently leaving out the part, you know, of why this was happening in the first place. Why would we need any of these things? And well, I don't know why anybody is so quick to just not want to know. You know?
Well, also, that was then, this is now,
Morgan. Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sure, our nation's history back then, Black students were having difficulty for a number of reasons getting admission into these prestigious universities. But that was then.
But it definitely didn't have anything to do with
their
race.
Look at Obama.
Yeah, let's, actually.
Look at Clarence Thomas.
And actually, yes. Let's move on to the good old Clarence Thomas.
The words we have for him.
I remember Clarence Thomas going through the confirmation hearings and Anita Hill being drug out.
Yep.
I was very young. I did not understand what was happening. I did not, you know, but I do remember hearing people say they just don't want that black man to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Where did they find her?
How much are they paying her?
How much are they paying her to do this to him?
Why is she so willing to ruin a black man's life?
Right. How dare her.
Once you realize that she didn't even want to do any of that, didn't want to say anything, was going to just move, keep it pushing. Like so many women do.
Yep.
And to be clear, not just women. So many people deal with sexual harassment and harassment period in the workplace, at school, all of the places. I mean, that can happen to all people.
Yeah. And, you know, the fallout is often viewed as even worse than the actual incident itself.
And that's exactly the case.
Because of some, you know, there's that desire to just not want to have yourself raked over the coals for all of society to judge.
Well, if you point out to me that I'm a racist, you're the racist.
Well, I knew that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, so if you say that I did a sexual assault, you actually did a sexual assault.
Also.
To me.
What did you have on? Because.
Do wonder what you were wearing.
As a liberated woman, you should be held responsible for the way you conduct yourself. You know?
This constant misunderstanding of what anything is, you know, we are just living in our idiocracy era or whatever. But like, back to Pearl real quick, unfortunately. She says, you know, feminism is the downfall of society, I guess. And so no, women shouldn't be able to vote and you should just be married and raising a family, and it should be illegal to get divorced because would you think of the children, you know? And that real twisting of what feminism means, we're seeing this in every facet of society. You hear it in, you know, Cardi B and and Meg. It's like, see what this is what feminism
is? What you want?
They're just talking about WAPs now, guys. Oh my goodness. On the radio. That's what you wanted? This is liberation?
They're just talking about WAPs. Wow. That's funny.
So, you know, you go from that to the feminism is ruining the traditional family and marriage and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
These are all fundamental white Christian nationalist thoughts that are being directly pipelined to all of the different audiences. And like we've talked about before, that red pill pipeline where you've got wellness and you've got self-help and you've got men's rights and you've got trad wives and incels and all of these different things that all take you to the same spot. Doesn't matter how you enter. You are going to get hit over the head with all of these things on your way to the bottom of that rabbit hole.
I want to make sure we get back to Clarence, but
yes,
I am curious about Pearl and whether she's in favor, because the whole trad wife thing. And, you know, going back to a time when women knew their place, I am curious, is she in favor of corporal punishment for women, for wives?
I mean, likely. I think she's, I don't think that she's in favor of anything but making money.
Oh, okay. The grift is hot.
The grift is hot. It's the hottest. And the reason why is she isn't. And so that gives the validation to what she's saying. Like, she just doesn't care. She gets raked over, just completely drug every day. Wow. And it's a part of the clout.
Got you. Okay.
because she's telling the truth about women, and women just don't want to hear.
And this is what it looks like when you're telling the truth.
And this is what it looks like. Yeah. She's the hardest 26 you'll ever see. And doesn't fit any of her own criteria of what makes a, you know, woman a woman. So, cool. Cool story.
Wow.
It's called internalized misogyny. Much like you said, let's get back to Clarence Thomas. Let's talk about some internalized anti-blackness, internalized white supremacy, internalized entitlement. Because Clarence Thomas has had quite the trajectory, right? And has responded to that trajectory in a really interesting way. Because I think it's incredibly interesting to see any marginalized person break through that glass ceiling that they've got in their mind and then patch it up immediately.
Man.
With a metal gate.
They were like, hey, this ceiling is glass. That's breakable. We need to get some
hey, I don't know if you guys know this.
Chicken wire on this thing.
Some rebar.
Yeah, slap some rebar across that because
People could probably slip through.
They could just keep coming through there. You know
I made a way, and I don't want... that's not what I was here to do.
Sheesh, man. Sheesh.
Clarence Thomas, who went from... I'm sorry, I'm just going to be...
No, go ahead. You're probably going to make my point.
Who went from Malcolm X is the hero of all heroes to getting scared at a rally to being the... I'm not an elite person sharing a college dorm with John Bolton.
Of all people.
I'm not one of these elites, and I actually hate those elites, right? Because I'm not one of them. I'm going to wear overalls as if I am a farmer every day while I am at Yale Law, because these overalls will show my merit.
Right.
His insecurity that everybody would know or believe that he was accepted because of affirmative action and not because he was great. Listen to it. Because if it's black, it must be lesser than.
Right.
Even in his own black mind. They're going to think I'm not good enough. And so... I'm just going to make that a personality trait. I'm just going to make white supremacy and getting my proximity to power, tightening that gap. I'm going to make that a personality trait. I have bootstrapped. I am an individual. I did this without every single one of you. I didn't need help. What did Ben Carson say? My mom was on food stamps and we lived in the projects, but we've never been helped by the government. Same thing.
I'm sorry, my eyes have just been rolling around in my head for the last 22 seconds. This is one of those moments when Nate's like, I can hear your face. Like, what are you talking? Like, do you hear yourselves? I think what's most irritating, because, you know, sure, you can be caught in that bubble, right? Where you don't even hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you don't understand how you're exposing yourself. What I find most irritating is how the media reacts to these layups, reacts to these ground balls that they're given.
Yeah.
And they don't actually ask the questions and really bring the issue to them, like bring the conversation, have a real conversation instead of joining them in this fantasy world.
I'm not meeting you where you are.
Yeah.
Not in this delusion.
Instead, they'll be like, well, what do you mean by that? What? It's factually incorrect.
Right.
It's factually, and stand on that. Stand that, well, that is actually incorrect. Sorry, I got riled up.
There's just a lot to be said. And it's hard to, like, you know, keep it on track because so many things lead into.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Clarence Thomas is showing us is what, you know, an insecure man is born out, just all the way personified. Like, too insecure about your standing that you are willing to trample other people in order to say, look at me and my merit. I am great. Also, you guys don't need this help, right? Because merit. And so you guys are super smart and, you know, racism is done and there's no such thing as white people discriminating.
I mean, look where I am. I'm in the Supreme Court.
I'm a Supreme Court justice, and I have been for most of my life now. And I'm gonna die here on this bench.
The hypocrisy that has been on display by the Supreme Court just over the last 2 months, just
out of this world,
astounding,
out of this world,
mind boggling.
I want to say before we move forward that idea that anything black is lesser than. I really want people to sit with that. Where do you think that came from? Where do you think you heard that first? What was the implication? Because we've seen, you know, studies of children, little kids being shown pictures and choosing any of the melanated, especially darker melanated people as the villains. You think that's innate?
Right.
You think they woke up like that?
Right.
And if you are a person who believes that, if you are a person that believes that black people are lesser than, meaning in any of the ways that you can measure, why do you think they spend so much time and energy trying to keep things out of our hands then? Out of our reach? If I wouldn't have been qualified enough to do it anyway, why are they taking it away from the opportunity away?
Right.
Like, think that through. If that's real, why are we still talking about any of this? Why is there systemic racism if we are living in a merit-based society? And then I want you to tell me, where is it, what part of your life is merit-based? Please. Which part of it? And you can give me your life. You can give me how you see it show up in your kids' lives. Where is it? Because there's a lot of second grade graduation trophies being given out.
Man.
By the same people who will tell you that merit is the only thing that matters.
Show your work.
Show your work. You'll also hear things like, oh, we don't do merit-based increases anymore.
Ooh.
What's my incentive, right? Like, what's the incentive to do the crazy good work? If there is no way for me to be rewarded for that, there's no promotion to be had. There is no more money to make.
While we have a little bit of time left, I do want to make sure we touch a little bit on how minority communities are often turned against each other to hold each other down and you know, be an obstacle.
Crabs in a barrel.
I was watching some discourse on Twitter, members of the Asian community celebrating the Supreme Court's decision, and other members of that same community saying, have you lost your mind?
Right.
Are you actually paying attention? This isn't what you think it is. Wake up, Broski.
Yeah.
And I guess until I wasn't really made aware that there was a contingent of that community that was really pushing for this. So maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And even then it felt so fringe. And I was like, but wait, you're not serious, right? You're not serious. And then to hear white people also say, well, yeah, I mean, obviously Asians are the smartest one. So they're being affected. They're being pushed out by all these black people that are taking advantage of affirmative action. Yeah.
The student black people are being let in over the A++ Asian students. And don't you have a problem with that?
Wowzers, man.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
To watch that discourse, because of a few things. You have to believe in so many myths and falsities in order to believe that that A is happening and B, there's something to be done about it because this is reverse discrimination of some sort. You have to buy into the model minority idea. And why would there be even the, I don't know, I don't even, the character of a model minority. I'm sorry, I'm stuck in how everyone is using first player and non. You're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about. Never mind.
Player, I was like, is this? Are we PS4 and 5 in it? What are we talking
about? Right. Like, well, it's just the way that people are describing people, so it doesn't matter. Oh, okay. Moving on. Gotcha. I feel silly now. I lost my place.
Okay. And for that I don't have anything. But, again, we're talking about how, again, I was caught off guard by the discourse. And,
Sorry, I remember now. You just have to believe in these things. So, one, why is there a model minority? Like, why is that a thing? Why is that a thing you one could aspire to be? What does that have to do with assimilation? What does that have to do with whitewashing your own culture in order to be closer to whiteness? What does whiteness mean? It is a absolute fake thing. So what does it mean to you? What are you protecting? What are you trying to get to?
Right.
Right? Those are things that they're not going to talk about. They're not going to be able to explain to you why it's important to uphold white supremacy, because that's not what they think they're doing.
Yeah.
But the ideas that have been pushed by America, like, do understand, this is very American, to every immigrant that you get to, come here and clean slate. The streets are paved in gold and you are going to be able to get your peace as long as you are, you know, down with the program.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I see that, that parallel of their inability to point the finger in the direction of the system that's clearly in place to hold them down. And Clarence Thomas saying that he felt that the affirmative action leg up that he got tainted his diploma.
Yeah. It made it worth nothing.
Yeah. And it added this, what is it, 10-cent stamp to.
He put a 10-cent stamp next to it on his wall as if it caught. That's the worth of my Yale law degree.
Right. So now, instead of actually identifying very clearly that racism, you're a victim of racism, you're a victim of affirmative action.
Right.
Wowie, wow, wow.
I mean,
we got to get it out of here. We don't want to create more affirmative action.
Well, we couldn't. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody else to feel as bad as I do right now.
Go through what I went through?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man.
People staring at me on the Yale campus, saying to their friends, you know that Negro
in those overalls
can't read. I mean, the anti-blackness of it all, the idea that he's living in that is more detrimental and more dangerous because they know it. There's never not been the black person who was willing to do this, right?
Right.
And I don't know about willing, but always.
No, meaning. Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, that, like there's... Yeah, there,
found that pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ready to talk about this. That uses that internalized racism and explains away the things that you believe or you do as not racist.
Right.
As just, honestly. Heck, maybe it is racist, but you're supposed to, because you know, they're not as good as you. More text.
Yeah. The MC main character and NPC non-player character.
Thank you. I couldn't do it.
It's just the next stage of the everything is a simulation nonsense. AKA, I don't have to care about other people. But a real hero, main character, does in fact care about other people. So let's be the realist MC.
Okay, Kenny.
Come through, Kenny.
Okay, Kenny.
Come through.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the what NPC, like I could not get the acronym. Words. Yeah, yeah, thank you. And yeah, I needed that. Yeah. I appreciate that very, very much.
Yeah. Another text. Clarence Thomas and white women have a lot in common this way. Faced with unjust power structures, people with access can either accept its logic and pursue a pass to be accepted as proximate to that power to get the mm-hmm. benefits of it,
mm-hmm.
or do the long, hard, and not in this lifetime work of opposing
right.
those systems.
Right.
Yeah.
Not in this lifetime. Man. Nailed it. Yeah, there's never enough time.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much more for us to talk about. I do want to not walk away from this without saying that legacy-based emissions are absolutely fair game still.
Yep.
And so are those back doors for people with money to get right into the school that they don't deserve to be in. That is still a thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody is throwing up, all the bread to be able to pay for the Supreme Court. Let's take this to the Supreme Court. No more legacy admissions.
Right.
And you know why that would go nowhere anyway. You know, if it's all the people that are doing the legacy.
Oh, yeah. That are paying for this. Come on.
Well, if it's them who are in the positions to say, oh, yeah, we should definitely maybe talk about not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow, there's no internalized uh-ohs about that.
Whoopsies.
No one's feeling, bad enough that legacy admission got them the degree they didn't earn and got them the cachet they didn't earn. They're not, Tucker Carlson is not telling you. Donald Trump is not telling you. That's got to stop. That's really, you guys, it's just unfair. It's not based in merit.
So let's just stop.
But that same Tucker Carlson will spend hours telling you how America is merit based. and if those people were just good enough, if they were just smart enough, if they knew what they were doing more,
they were just white enough,
they would get hired. I would hire anybody because my hiring is colorblind. I don't see color when I look at resumes.
No, I don't see names, any of that.
There's no identifying factors here. No address, no area of town, plus a name, plus the places you were. I couldn't right. figure this out.
Right.
Like, thank you for telling on yourself, I guess, that you are not probably best suited to hire anybody.
Last text. Rudo said, well, if Black History Month has taught us anything. This guy.
That's been one of my favorite things to see people call June Black History Month and not get corrected. That is just also Rudo, you're right. I'm not saying that you're calling June Black History Month. You're absolutely right. It has taught us that anything.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halo, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Man.
And this has been News with My Fiance. Oh, I thought that's what you were going to do.
Well, yeah, I was going to go there next. I was just like, man, this is a really good show.
It seems a lot quicker when we don't have a bunch of stories.
Yeah.
Flew by.
Yeah.
Flew right on by. Fiance, I miss you already.
Yeah. Well, that was News with My Fiance. Show made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our podcast editor extraordinaire, Kyle G. Thank everyone for chiming in this morning like you do every single Thursday morning. Really, really love it. Couldn't have this amazing dialogue without you because it is a conversation. It's not just you guys just tuning in, listening to us bark and squawk and complain.
It's true.
We're inspiring you. You're inspiring us. That's a relationship.
It's a reciprocal relationship.
Fiancés.
Look at us.
Look at us.
All engaged.
Engaged. It's like you said engaged, but you said engaged.
I didn't, but I like it.
Okay.
Nicholas right. Engaged. All right.
I mean, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you for listening.
Bye.